Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome, this is Nicola Beer and today's topic is infidelity and more importantly, four steps that you can take to affair-proof your marriage. When it comes to infidelity and after the affair recovery, I often get asked these three main questions. Is it possible to avoid affairs, Nicola? And is there such a thing as affair-proofing your marriage? Is there a way to stop my husband or wife from cheating and show them what they have with me? Nicola, I confess, I think about cheating a lot. Will our marriage still work? In answer to all those three questions, the answer is yes. And that's why I'm going to share with you today four steps that you can take to affair-proof your marriage. Now, am I saying that if you follow all of these four steps, an affair definitely won't ever exist? I can't guarantee it, but from working with hundreds of couples now and working even more through my group programs in helping people with infidelity, definitely these steps are going to really, really ensure that your marriage is set up strong to avoid affairs. Obviously, I cover these steps in a lot more detail in my one-to-one and group programs, but I'm going to give you the best I can. Before we get in to the four steps to avoid affairs in your marriage, I just want to note that what I'm going to share with you doesn't apply to people who have sex addiction or porn addiction. If you're concerned that you have porn addiction or sex addiction, or if you're married to someone and you're concerned that they have porn addiction or sex addiction, then I really urge you to get some support. It's definitely one-to-one coaching there that can really change that if you're ready and you're willing to make that change. But these steps may not apply. So number one is recognize that we all have the capacity to cheat. Recognizing that we're all vulnerable to have affairs can help the marriage, apart from cheating that happens as a one-night stand. Most cheating is about unmet needs. What typically happens is someone gets hurt or frustrated that their needs for attention, affection, sex, engaging conversation, respect, care isn't being met, and they become resentful. Over time, distance is created, and then all it takes is for someone to come along and offer what the person has been longing for, and they're tempted. When we feel neglected, it becomes easier to justify cheating. Some husbands and wives say to me, Nicola, I would never cheat. But that may be so, but in my experience has taught me that in certain circumstances and conditions, many of us are susceptible. You know, imagine someone who is being ignored by their spouse, having the silent treatment for a period of years, or another couple where the couple have lived together and they haven't been intimate for 9 years. Now, it stands to reason that over that time, you may convince yourself, like many of the wives and husbands that I work with do, that it's okay. So what you really want to do is to recognize soon as possible, hang on a minute, where has our relationship changed? What's going on that I'm not happy about? And set about changing it. And I'll be covering in more podcasts how to change things. I'll also be covering in a bit more detail on an up-and-coming podcast, why we cheat. So subscribe to the show if you're interested in learning more about how to affair-proof your marriage, how to overcome infidelity, and how to have a great, happy, fulfilling marriage. The next point is give your partner the four A's. So that's attention, affection, appreciation, and admiration. They will reciprocate. The impact of this is massive. One person has the power alone to transform a marriage. Nearly 40% of the marriages I save starts with one person. One person attending the marriage counselling. They focus on these four A's, and this is what I go through them. So what it means is, it means about taking daily actions. So here's a few actions I'm going to share with you today that you might want to implement to start seeing some really good changes in your marriage right now. And if you do, I'd love to hear how you get on. You can email me or you can message on wherever you're listening to this and just send me whether you've tried it or just send me a personal note. So here's habit number one. Make a habit to greet your partner when they come home. Habit number two. Kiss and cuddle them every morning and every night before you go to sleep. Ask them how they are and really listen. Give them your undivided attention. No phones, TV or other distractions. I always get one person when I work with a couple that says the way they are with their phone drives me mad. And this is becoming more and more of an issue, I think, when we get more and more hooked on our phones, or we now use our phones for everything, and social media is so, you know, in our face and has so much great things we can learn that it can be quite hard to turn our devices off. But it's really important, because nothing strikes to someone more painfully when you're not actually listening to them. I mean, especially if you're opening up about your day or something that's on your mind, and then you look at your partner and then they've got their head buried in an email and they say, sorry, can you say that again? I mean, personally, I just feel like I'm shut down. I think, no, it's gone. I don't know why, but it's really hard for me then to go, okay, I'll tell you the whole story again. I'll pour out my heart again. So, but that's me. It might be different in your relationship. Number four is express and show appreciation for their unique qualities. Not just a thank you or you're great. Sometimes when I go through with couples and I say, you know, do you appreciate one another? And they say, yeah, I say thank you all the time. Or, yeah, I say please. That's showing respect. But really, you want to actually make them specific so they actually mean something. So, you know, thank you so much. You're so thoughtful. I really love that about you. Or thank you so much. You've gone really far out of your way. And I can see that whatever it is. So really try and make them a bit specific. And number five is admire them. We love and need to be admired in our lives, especially by our partner. It makes us want to be around them more. If we feel criticized, not good enough, that what we do is wrong all the time, that we're not respected, it will make us just want to completely avoid our partner. So in this, really, you know, show them that you admire them. And once you do that, they will start to admire you, because that's how it works. So I really recommend you make an effort to do these five suggestions, especially if you're spending time apart or one of you travels a lot. And if you are one of those couples where you are working away a lot or you don't have much time together, definitely the beginning of the weekend, spending the first 4 hours together, will set a really good tone for the week ahead. Because it's loving actions, not talking about problems, that can save a marriage and help to prevent a cheating husband or wife. And that's why the work that I do is never about hashing out our problems. It's always about, where are you now? Where do you want to be? Step number three is take control, set boundaries, and protect your marriage. This is about protecting yourself and protecting your marriage and taking responsibility yourself. If you feel yourself getting close to someone inside of work or outside of work, in your social circle, and you feel that, gosh, I could be tempted, then you're really best to pull back and avoid being alone with that person. Ideally, only see them in a group setting or decline any one-to-one invitations to protect your marriage. You have to shield yourself from temptation yourself. Another thing that works well is to bring your spouse along to meet this other person or invite them over for a dinner with your spouse, as it will change how you interact And that's a good thing if flirting has been going on. So actually, you know, making sure that the flirting stops by saying, you know, come and meet my wife, come and meet my husband, because it's not good for you to be in that tempted environment. Some married men and married women I work with end up avoiding the other person altogether. And whilst that might seem a bit extreme, is your marriage and your family worth protecting? I ask them. And most people say yes, especially those who have cheated. They say, oh my goodness, I should have done that and I should have seen the warning signs. But now they know the warning signs. They know if they're getting close to someone and they pull back and they remove themselves from the situation. Sometimes friendships need to change, but if that's going to make sure that you and your family have a happy, fulfilling, lasting relationship, then it's important. So here you really need to get honest with yourself and control yourself. Controlling each other doesn't work before or after a marriage. Quite often after infidelity and in my after affair recovery, the wounded spouse will think, well, I'm going to try and control them by, you know, limiting when they go out, asking them to call me when they're out, tracking their phones, tracking their emails. Now, whilst this can help at the beginning to give the person the trust and give them sort of faith back into the relationship, actually, it doesn't work because no one likes to be controlled. And monitoring is not a way to save a marriage after infidelity. So if you need any help or support in that, then do feel free to go to my website, www.savemymarriageprogram.com, and book a free consultation with me. I offer you the opportunity to have a one-to-one Save Your Marriage consultation. It's absolutely free. And in the session, we'll look at where you are now in your relationship, where you want to be, what challenges you have getting in the way of you becoming close again, and one step that you can take to dramatically improve your marriage. Step number four, use any fantasies to improve your marriage. It's natural sometimes to have fantasies about being with someone else. Not everyone has them, but quite a majority of people I've worked with do at one point or the other wonder what it's like or daydream what it's like to be with someone else. If you do find yourself fantasizing about what it might be like to engage with someone else, then look for what the fantasy could be telling you. Use this as a way to enhance your marriage. That might sound strange. You might think, how am I going to use me thinking about someone else to enhance my marriage? But look at the clues that it's giving you. Could it be a signal that you need more attention, affection, or a more fulfilling sex life? Is it highlighting that something is missing? Can it give you clues of what you and your partner could work on to be happier? Analyze your thoughts and see what you can learn from them. They can often teach us about how we wish we were with our partner. Sometimes it's about, I really wish we could do fun things again. I really want some excitement. Well, then look at, okay, how can we do this? And sit down with your spouse and say, look, I've been feeling that we need a bit more passion, we need a bit more fun, we need a bit more excitement. And if you're beyond that talking stage, sometimes marriages that I work with and couples I support, they're beyond that stage in their marriage where they're having flowing conversations, then I really recommend you get some support, or you just, you know, break the ice yourself and just really try to connect with them. What I suggest is what you could do is just sit down with them and say, how do you view the relationship? What could I do to make you happier? If you've done this really well and in an open, caring, calm manner, then it can spark a transformation in your marriage. And if that you really don't think that's going to work for you, then I do cover in my online How to Save Your Marriage program, or Save My Marriage program, which is a private group program where you can log in from the privacy of your own home and you can get the support you need by listening to audios and submitting questions and getting answers to your questions. So both of those, I also talk about how to motivate your spouse to change. So if you're thinking, I can't have that discussion with them, but I really want change in my marriage, then you alone can really make a change, and I can teach you all of that. So feel free to book your free Save My Marriage consultation. As I mentioned, just visit my website, which is www.savemymarriageprogram.com, and just click free consultation. There's also a quiz there, Can My Marriage Be Saved, which has 30 of the most common marriage problems and how to save each one. So you're welcome to look at that as well. Well, thanks for tuning in today. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. From my heart to yours, take care.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.